Chapter 2. Cracks in the Plan. When I was about 10 years old, we moved from the big house in Apple Valley to a smaller place in Victorville, another desert town just a few miles down the highway. Our new house was a tile-roofed, beige stucco two-story at the end of a cul-de-sac, on a street full of tile-roofed, beige stucco two-story houses. Our very first Sunday morning in the new house, I stood in the kitchen in my pajamas, begging my mom to let me stay home from church. "Mom," I pleaded, "I'm not going to know anyone." But my begging did not work. Church was one of the things that held our world together. Sunday mornings would start early, with the sound of my dad getting into the shower. He'd shave, put on a white shirt and a tie, get into his truck, and drive down to the church building for early administrative meetings with the men of the ward, the Mormon term for a local congregation. He was as serious about it as his job, maybe even more so. It wasn't that he talked a lot around the house about God or Mormon doctrine or what it was that made him believe. It was more like he was a responsible man who had been given a serious responsibility, and he meant to fulfill it. An hour after my dad left, my mom would get up, shower, and do her hair and makeup in the bedroom mirror. She put extra care into her long red hair on Sundays, blowing it dry and curling it with a fat curling iron. I loved to sit and watch her. To me, she was never more beautiful than when she got ready on Sunday mornings. The church building in Victorville looked pretty much like all the other LDS church buildings. It was built to last on the standard Salt Lake City plan, designed to hold hundreds of Mormons and their big families, with thick beige brick walls, scratchy standard-issue grass cloth wallpaper lining the hallways, floral print upholstered couches in the foyers, wooden pews in the chapel, and metal folding chairs, chalkboards, and tables in all the classrooms. A green lawn stretched out around it, then abruptly stopped, its neat edges marking the boundary against the desert all around us. Church lasted 3 hours every